This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I recently wrote a two-part article about the top 10 most dangerous threats to humanity that must be defeated or overcome in order for us to live sustainable lives as conscious free beings. And if you haven't read those two stories, they are, dare I say, outstanding pieces, well documented, well thought out, and you can see them on naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. So search for those. Again, the name is something like the top 10 most dangerous threats to human survival and consciousness and freedom, something like that. And it leads me to this podcast, which is asking the question, where are we as a civilization? How are we doing as human beings? If you were to look at our planet today and look at humanity and look at the environment and the economy and human consciousness and mental states and all these things, how are we doing? And the answer is not too good. Not too good. Humanity has poisoned everything in the quest for profits. So we've poisoned our food supply with pesticides. We've poisoned each other with, you know, toxic chemicals and personal care products, and shampoo and laundry detergents are loaded with cancer-causing chemicals. We've poisoned the environment to the point where there are mass die-offs of animals all over the place. Even the honeybee pollinators are collapsing worldwide. We've clear-cut the forest to grow genetically modified soybeans so we can manufacture fake soy burgers, artificial meat with MSG that causes brain damage. We have built a healthcare system based on suffering and disease profiteering rather than the ending of human suffering or the discovery of things that heal. We've outlawed natural medicine, including cannabis, for generations. We've censored the voices of truth and reason and have allowed, through the tech giants, only the most insane, deranged voices to have a platform. We've built a fake news cartel that just essentially carries out psychological terrorism on the American people through fake news agendas and false information, misleading, just fear-based reporting on the climate. It's not even true. At the same time, by the way, we've tested hundreds of nuclear weapons, both above and below ground and in the oceans, since the 1940s. Wow, what an accomplishment that has been. Let's release deadly radiation all over the planet and kill the oceans too. Wow, what a genius species we have been. We've created, quote, economic abundance through war and destruction by having publicly traded weapons manufacturers and an industry of war and destruction that is, of course, propped up through every rhino administration and leftist administration. They're all pro-war, pro-weapons. They have to keep starting wars all the time so that the weapons manufacturers can make more money by expending weapons that kill more people. This is what we have. This is where we are. We've built nuclear power plants like Fukushima on the coastline, right in the path of tidal waves caused by earthquakes because, well, there's the ring of fire right there. It's not like we've never seen earthquakes there before. What moron built a nuclear power facility right in the shooting gallery of tidal waves and tsunamis? So as a result of that, we have irradiated the entire Pacific Ocean. At the same time, we've polluted the skies with so much particulate pollution from coal-fired power plants that also contain mercury. And there's been so much mercury that's fallen on forests across North America and become embedded in the tree fibers and the leaves that when forests burn, they re-release the same mercury and cause a toxic mercury cloud to descend upon other parts of North America. It's quite insane. And if that's not bad enough, we now have Bill Gates and Harvard scientists. They're going to pollute the stratosphere even more to, as they say, protect the planet from the sun, because they say the sun is bad, so they're going to pollute the stratosphere. It's called the SCOPEX project, and they're going to reflect sunlight away from Earth, which will devastate the global food supply since plants depend on photosynthesis to produce food for humans. So without sunlight, not only will the food supply collapse, all your solar panels will be diminished in their output as well. And from the starvation, you will have disease and social strife and collapse and civil war. Basically, total chaos. That's what's coming. Oh, and I haven't even mentioned the global debt pyramid that has also been meticulously constructed by human beings who want to have all their stuff without having to pay for it. Or if they're corrupt bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., they want to give away stuff without having to pay for it. So we're running on debt fumes all over the world. It's true everywhere. And every government, it seems, has made entitlement promises that they can't keep. That's both national governments and state governments like the state of Illinois, which will have to declare bankruptcy soon because it can't meet its pension obligations. And cities like Detroit and Chicago and Los Angeles are also in the same dire financial straits. So this is what we have built. Oh, and don't forget, of course, the entire establishment of science has been hijacked by anti-human morons who fake everything, whether it's climate science or pharmaceutical science. The science journals are all rigged and faked. The science establishment is run by lunatics who love to poison children with mercury and vaccines. And we've got the rise of Satanism and just evil demonic entities now running our schools and subjecting children to profane twerking drag queen story hour transgender greasy old hairy men in skirts. And this is what humanity has become. Oh, and that's celebrated in the movies to the point where now Disney is like an LGBT indoctrination network for children. It's pretty darn sick. Now, I could go on with examples, but that's not actually the point of this podcast. I mean, you know all the evil that's in the world and child trafficking and pedophiles and all the crazy stuff that's happening. Where does it come from? And this is where humanity has really failed. Because let me tell you something. As an individual who runs a pretty large publishing organization that employs quite a large number of people, and people that I have hired and fired over the years for various reasons, I have had a lot of interaction with many people over the years, and I've come to lose faith in humanity by watching what individuals do when they don't think they're being watched. When they can, people will screw others for their own personal greed. I've seen it in the food industry, in the supplement industry. I've seen tainted products, contaminated, dangerous raw materials that we've found in the lab and stopped, but that other companies will go ahead and sell to people. I've seen a high lead, high aluminum product made from a variety of coal sold as a detox probiotic supplement on Amazon.com, and it's still for sale there even after we exposed it, because Amazon is also run by evil, greed-based, you know, anti-human pieces of filth. The problems in the world that we see today are all projections of the inner problems that are found in the dark hearts of selfish men and women. The root of the evil. And I've just described all the different ramifications or projections of that evil. But the root of it is that selfish personal greed and that quest for power that evil people worship at the expense of others. And as much as I have fought over the years to do things for others, to provide clean food and supplements for others, to share knowledge and wisdom with others for free on the web, to expose the truth about the dangers that exist in our society and the toxic products and the toxic medicine system and so on. As much as I have done that, I must honestly state that people like me are pretty rare. I rarely run into anybody else who, when given the opportunity, will make a decision in favor of others rather than themselves. And people like to virtue signal a lot. And you notice I don't do that, because I've found that people who virtue signal are the most evil people inside. Publicly, oh, we love the children. Privately, they're stabbing you in the back. Privately, they're screwing everybody. It is that greed. and greed is not good. And I'm sorry for you Ayn Rand fans who think greed is good. Greed is not good. That is not what makes societies abundant, not personal greed. We have to have conscious capitalism, where you create economic abundance, you create products or services that are in the service of humanity. There's nothing wrong with profits, but there is something wrong with profits at the expense of others. And that's what Big Pharma is. And that's what the drug trade is. And all the people out there who think that they're exploring freedom by buying illegal cocaine or heroin or meth or pot, do you have any idea what kind of evil and pain and suffering that you are supporting? Because you're supporting this long supply chain of murderers and child traffickers and evil that goes from how the plants were grown to how they're harvested to how they're transported to how police are paid off or killed to get you those illegal drugs. You are supporting an industry of death. And if you work for big tech, if you work for Google, if you work for Facebook, if you work for YouTube or Twitter, you are also supporting an industry of death and suffering and evil because of the censorship of the important information that humanity needs in order to help end human suffering and stop the evil that has become a scourge across our planet. It's voices like mine that are censored. It's the pro-human voices that are suppressed. And it's suppressed by people working for a paycheck in a cubicle, telling themselves that they are good people and virtue signaling on their Facebook pages, "We love the children, we support the transgenders." But inside, they are authoritarian tyrants who are filled with hatred and seething with internal bigotry, and not only a sense of wanting to destroy and annihilate others, but also to destroy themselves. You ever notice that? The people who are most filled with hatred for humanity, they also hate themselves. They want to destroy themselves, and that's why they tend to engage in very risky behavior like, you know, smoking crack or what have you, driving really fast, recklessly, doing crazy things that just might get them killed because they do have a death wish, but that death wish extends to humanity in their minds. So to back up and review this, when we look at the world and we see a world that's filled with evil, this evil did not arrive and consume humanity and turn humans into evil. No, it's the other way around. The evil is the result of the internal evil that exists in the dark hearts and dark minds of men and women. And I guess we have to throw transgenders in there too now, right? Don't we? Men and women and whatever genders you want to include, there is a darkness in the hearts of most people. And it's a darkness that, if unbounded, explodes onto the scene, onto society, becomes projected onto their jobs or careers or bureaucracies if they work in government. So society is set up to magnify evil rather than punish it. And society is set up to punish the good rather than reward it. So if you come out and you say, "It's wrong to damage children with toxic vaccines. We should make them safer," you are punished. You are censored. But if you come out like Richard Pan, one of the most evil human skin bags in America today, he's a state senator for California, Richard Pan, a prostitute for the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine tyrants. If you come out as Richard Pan and you say, "We should forcibly inject every child with toxic mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde, and damned if we damage their brains," if you come out and say that, you will be celebrated. You'll be written a check from Big Pharma. You'll be paid. You'll win re-election. You'll be invited to speak in the media because the evil is rewarded while the good are punished. So when we really look at the world from an outside perspective, we should expect nothing other than the rise of evil and destruction, because we live in a society where the good are punished and the evil are rewarded. So how could any other result appear other than the rise of evil and destruction? Now you might say, "Well, what about God? I thought there's good in God and good in the church." Well, there is good in God. God gave us free will. Otherwise, there'd be no point in being a conscious being, would there? God didn't create a universe full of automatons just so he could pull the puppet strings and amuse himself. It gave you free will to see what would happen. And most people have turned that free will into personal greed, power over others, destruction, evil, all these negative traits. God is not going to intervene and stop that, because if he did, then again, he's pulling the puppet strings and there would be no point in this experiment called the cosmos. He's going to let this play out, which means you and I are going to continue to have to live in a world surrounded by evil, even as we hold true to our courage and our personal principles of ethics, morality, honesty, transparency, all these things that we believe in, protecting life, protecting health, protecting the sustainability of our world. We are surrounded by evil. We are surrounded by destroyers. We are surrounded by deceivers, who frankly, many of them do worship Satan, by the way. Many of them are demonic entities that have taken over the human skin bags. That's that term that I use, skin bags, means the demon is what's inside, no longer human. When I say Richard Pan is a skin bag, it means he's just a shell of a former human being that's been occupied by a demonic entity. And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean it literally. There are demons that have taken over many of the people. And some of those are the most evil, the most psychotic, the most, I don't know, child-raping pedophiles. You can imagine. Some of them become drag queen story hour participants, where they actually dress up as demons because that's what they feel like on the inside, because that's what they are on the inside. They are demons. So how are we doing as a civilization? Not too good. Not too good. The experiment has failed. Free will has turned humanity to evil because the dark hearts of men could not resist the temptation of power over others, the temptation of personal greed at the expense of others, the temptation of reward without effort. And so they became the evil that they felt on the inside. They've become expressions of evil, and they've created a society of evil that you and I must navigate, that we must survive. And that, my friends, is the challenge that God has actually set us up for. Can we survive this life with our souls intact? This is the ultimate experiment. Not can we even defeat evil across the planet, because that appears to be impossible. It's can we survive a human lifetime without being consumed by the evil that surrounds us? There is the real goal. That is the challenge that God has presented for you and myself and all of us. Can we put you and your free will and your soul into a world that is consumed by evil and let you live an entire human lifetime surrounded by evil, where you can still emerge with your principles intact? Is that possible? And I think for most people, it is not possible. Maybe one in 10,000. I don't know the number. It's not a very big number, but perhaps you are one of them. This is the challenge that we face. And this is what I'm really speaking about. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And you can also see my videos at brighteon.com. I wish you blessings and prayers as we navigate this world together and work to perhaps uplift and awaken others, even as we are surrounded by intense evil. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.